We've also got Bruce Williamson from the passenger group Rail Future joining us. Do you blame Simon for undertaking this, Bruce? And good morning.
No, I have a lot of sympathy for him. And, you know, it's not surprising that the petition is doing so well. I mean, Govia Thameslink, you said, let's return to that story. You've been covering this one before, have you?
It has cropped up a couple of times, yeah, just once or twice.
It's the story that just keeps on giving. However, I mean, I'm not sure what the outcome will be. I don't think, unfortunately, that there is a quick fix for this. I had hoped, and I'm sure many passengers had hoped a week or so ago, that we were looking at simply some teething problems that would be quickly sorted out. But it looks like they've got ongoing problems that are going to take a lot longer to crack. And I think even if the government intervened, I'm struggling to think what exactly they could do.
That was suggested on the programme yesterday when this was our main story, in fact, that within a couple of months, and I appreciate it's going to be a tough couple of months for people who are trying to get to grips with this new timetable, that it will settle down. And there's an argument that maybe the company needs that opportunity to be given that opportunity to show that the timetable works. But then there's also the argument that people couldn't imagine that it was going to be worse than it was previously, and it is.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, I certainly hope that after a couple of months of this, that you know, things will settle down. But, I mean, you know, Govia Thameslink are guilty of just not having the resources in place to manage this when they launched it. You know, there weren't enough drivers trained, you know, and there's a few other sort of operational problems as well. So, you know, deep breath. Let's hope that it's right. Let's hope it does, you know, improve within a couple of months.
We'll have to wait and see. Bruce Williamson from the passenger group Rail Future, and before that, Simon Lee, just an ordinary commuter, that's all. A Thameslink commuter at that, who's the person behind the petition.